You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. College is a great time to join some clubs, discover new hobbies, and maybe produce an album, write and star in your own play. For a group of UW-Madison students, that's what college looks like. The First Wave Scholarship Program is for students who are interested in being a part of a high-level artistic community, exploring different urban arts, and showcasing their talents. It's so unique that our Wisconsin Public Television colleagues have spent the last few years working on a documentary all about these students. Jalarina Sanders is a graduate of UW-Madison, originally from Tampa, Florida. She's a musician, writer, and playwright. Tiffany Ike is a UW-Madison student from Houston, Texas, also artist, writer, and playwright. They're both First Wave scholars. And Trevor Keller is a producer for Wisconsin Public Television's Wisconsin Life, also produced the new documentary called Hip Hop U, which premieres tonight. We talked to the three of them last week about the documentary and about the program. Jalarina, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
And Tiffany, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Trevor, welcome. Thanks for coming to this side of the building.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, I want to talk to both of you as the students in this program. It's pretty new and different. Jalarina, what was it about the First Wave program that caught your attention?
Yeah, so I actually went to a festival when I was a young person called Brave New Voices, and First Wave performed there as sort of a featured act. And so I guess what caught my eye was their performance, them putting on what they had been working on as students of the program. And then at the end, they said, hey, we have the scholarship and we're in college, and if you want to do this, you should apply.
And Tiffany, what's it like for you having like art and music integrated into the normal part of college?
I was actually just talking about this the other day on how like people don't live the life that we do, like in terms of like we'll be in the middle of work and just break out into song, and that's like a normal occurrence. And as like a I was an athlete in high school, so it was kind of like, I guess all of that was pent up, and then I kind of was able to really enjoy just how fun like friends and things like that could be.
Well, Trevor, they're giving us a taste of it already, but what was it about the First Wave program that caught your eye and said, hey, these students are a great story for a documentary?
I think it's just the fact that there's not a program like this in the country. There's no program that brings in hip-hop artists on a scholarship, a full scholarship, to continue their studies at the college level. And so I think there were several people at Wisconsin Public Television who were aware of this program. We were all kind of aware of it. And I think there was always kind of a feeling that this would make a great program for the documentary, for a documentary. And we had a producer, Megan Ailey, who was always a big champion. She worked with our Young Performers Initiative, and I know she was always really pushing for us to do a documentary on it. And so we were really glad that we finally had the opportunity to put something together.
Well, let's get a little feel for the program and take a listen to some of the students in the documentary talking about the experience.
I'm a graduate student. White people call me articulate all the time. I have locks. I rap all the time. Like, I'm a rapper. And that intersection of identities confuses and pleases people who have this understanding of hip hop that is warped.
Gravity won't bring me to the ground.
Dealing with all these things in a space that doesn't really understand you, I think that's where a lot of the challenges come in. And how do I explore, like, say, my blackness in this very white space that's UW-Madison? And how do I bring my culture into this space that's UW-Madison?
We have numbers. We have hearts. We have purpose. No one can take that away from us.
And Tiffany, let's talk about that. UW-Madison, largely white, as we heard in that clip there. How does this program kind of maybe bridge some gaps?
Okay, so I guess coming to Wisconsin was a very cultural shock for me. So being from Houston, which is like a very diverse area, just a lot of different kinds of people, a lot of different things to do, I think. Even though I lived in Houston, I actually probably learned more about like my blackness or who I am as a person being in this program, because a lot of these people in the program are really just, they really love their culture. They really love knowing about themselves. And it's like really important to express that, like just that ideology to others. And so I think that program is really, this program is really important to me, like myself, for somebody who just came from knowing a lot of diversity to actually getting to experience it within like art forms, to also just like a campus that is quite white.
And Zalarina, what's it been like for you coming to a largely white campus through the lens of this program?
Yeah, it was weird. I felt black for the first time, I think. Like, and that's not to say I didn't know what I looked like or what my culture was, but it was not, I didn't feel so different from my peers. There were kids who looked like me and who didn't look like me, who had the same kind of upbringing and cared about the same things that I did when I was growing up. However, getting here, I was like a spot on something that was very, very white. Yeah. And people perceive that as a blemish, and I felt that.
Was this a common story you saw putting together the documentary, Trevor?
Yeah, absolutely. What we did is when we set out to do this documentary, we were obviously going to profile the students, show some of their performance work, be able to showcase the talent of these students. But we interviewed over a dozen students. We did probably 25 hours of interviews for this documentary. And I think it was a common theme that came up in the documentary. It was a lot of these students, they come from other places. There are students in First Wave from Wisconsin, but a lot of students come from outside Wisconsin. And for many of them, it is their first experience, like they spoke about, you know, just living in a place where it's just a less diverse place. And there are a lot of difficulties that come with that. And it was something that was pretty much across the board in every interview we did with a student of color for this program. And so I thought it was really important that we, you know, bring that voice to light and be able to talk about that a little bit, frankly, in the documentary.
Let's get into your experience as artists now. Let's take a listen to a little bit of Zalarina, again, from the documentary.
Ever since I was younger, people would be like, yo, sis, you gonna be my secret weapon, sis. They not expecting a woman to have this much flow and be this good. And I'm like, you're right, they're not. It doesn't seem like you expected it either. Women are in hip hop and we do it well. We do it really well. We do it better than a lot of other people.
Listen. I'm a Florida orange. I storm in the morning, perform with the chorus of horns. I was born in the corn. With a form that's quiet in the cold, but a swarm in the warm. Nappy roots, nappy roots, nappy roots. Three times in the mirror. Riding slow with my little cousin holding the car. Don't let my mixtape bang out your ears. Every other month is hurricane season. We both, we black, we ain't leave.
So that's a clip from your song Tampa about you and where you're from. What's it like for you to perform some of these pieces?
Tampa is one of my favorite songs, mainly because I get to celebrate this city that is not heard from a lot or represented a lot, I think, in hip hop outside of the city or outside of Florida. And so it's a lot of fun to tell people not only about my city, but to kind of interrupt that the Florida narrative that has been floating lately.
And then let's take a clip. Listen to a clip of one of your poems, Tiffany.
I don't think God would go to college. He is too major to settle in minor places. By no means, under no heavenly decree, would he elect to crash and burn under 10,000 degrees. Hell does not recruit with pitchforks and tightrope, does not congregate in mobs at your front steps. It sits in your classroom, tells you to turn to unrepresentative textbooks, passes out invites to its kickbacks, and always makes sure to forget the back of the bus, college. When you find yourself parked in one, you learn more from the burning in your throat than the education taught in limbo.
Talk about creating poetry a little bit.
Okay. I started writing, so I always wanted to be a writer when I was a kid and things like that, but there was one year I couldn't do sports, and I was like, well, I got to do some type of competition. And so I entered Poetry Slams, so that's kind of how it got started. But I didn't really start writing about, like, myself and, like, what that actually, like, what it means to be who I am and just, like, kind of deeper poetry, I guess, I don't know, or just, like, delving into myself while using my craft until I got to college. And so I think perhaps that poem is more of an ode to it, as, like, I think I wrote that my sophomore year. And it was kind of when I started to step into, like, understanding how you can use the intersection of, like, art, activism, and talk about all those things. So
When I look at artists from the past, a lot of times you know that one name, but then when you learn about them, you learn they're part of this community of people who interacted and inspired or maybe competed with each other. Shalarina, do you have that feeling like it's not just you, you're part of this community that's making each other better here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was just speaking with a first waver who's like, yeah, you know, I came in with music and I just released a mixtape, but you know, I think I'm going to get into filmmaking now. And and because like I see other people doing it and it looks a lot of like it's a lot of fun. And I think First Wave not only encourages artist exploration, but it also encourages artist excellence. Like we want to be good and we admire like the cohorts that came before us and we look up to them. And so, yeah. And when you think of like the Mos Defs, the Jill Scotts, they all kind of came from like these incubators and First Wave is definitely one of those.
You're feeling that too, Tiffany, you're nodding along.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely. I think what's really cool is like, to all of us, like within the group, we're all kind of normal, but like everybody else outside is like, wow, y'all are doing these great things. And I think sometimes we take it for granted about like, I think me and a friend were talking and we had to like write up real quick, like what we've done. And as we were writing, we're like, I was like, dang, you did that in high school? Like, and she's like, dang, you did that? And I'm just like, wow, we really do great things. And I think we almost think that it's just not like, that's cool, yeah, but let's keep on going. Like, there's so much more we can do, and I think that's a really dope space to be in. Like, First Wave is definitely a place full of people who are, like, so awesome that we're, like, normal amongst each other, I guess. So,
yeah, we're hearing about exciting stuff here, Trevor. What are you hoping people who see the documentary take away from it?
I think it's just what you just talked about. Is I think my co-producer on this project, Ryan Ward, and I, we have routinely said when we were doing this documentary, we're going to look back on this documentary in 10 years and see how all these students have gone off on their own separate ways, whether it's poetry or music or some other form of art, and they're going to be successful and people are going to know who they are, and we're going to have done this documentary about them, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, before they were a big name. And I think that's what people will see, the talent that this First Wave program brings to UW-Madison.
You're putting a lot of pressure on them here.
But I am, but they will get there. I know they will get there.
I want a question for each of you in turn to leave us with. Tiffany, what is something you've done or maybe about to do in this project that wouldn't have been on your radar before you started it?
Absolutely. almost everything. I don't know. I came in as a poet. Now I've sung in things. I am a playwright. I'm a director, not only of plays, but like films as well. So I think First Wave kind of gave me a platform to think that I could, like, I've always been like, oh, I could do these things. But now it's like, oh, I could do these things and actually make it happen regardless of like what name I have or just like how big I am. So I definitely have worked on, I think, being in this program actually kind of forced me to not, I was supposed to be a doctor when I came in, like that was my goal. Now I'm hoping to be a filmmaker, like, and tell stories like that. So I think it definitely pushed me out of a comfort zone of, you know, stability and onto like a different kind of stability, like inward and stuff like that. So,
and Jalarina, how about you?
Yeah. Man, a lot. I think, the biggest things in terms of taking new artistic plunges would definitely be with beat making and producing music, like the sound of it. I did a lot of like banging on tables growing up, but I never thought that I could create sounds that people would put to their music and or their lyrics. And then singing, which people mess with me a lot about because I claim to not
she
be a singer. But singing and then playwriting. I've always kind of really enjoyed acting, but I never thought that I could create that work. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much. Looking forward to seeing the documentary.
Thank you.
That was Jalarina Sanders and Tiffany Ike, UW-Madison students in the First Wave Scholars Program. Check out the documentary produced by Trevor Keller, who you heard there, along with Ryan Ward, tonight at 8 on Wisconsin Public Television. Find out more about the First Wave program and watch the documentary online at wpt4.org/hiphopu.